This morning we are going to read from New Testament Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18, verses 18 through 30. I'll read from NASB, New American Standard Bible. Verse 18. A ruler questioned Jesus, saying, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness against your neighbor. Honor your father and your mother." And he said, "All these things I have kept from my youth." When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "One thing you still lack. Sell all that you possess and distribute it to the poor, and you shall have a treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." But when he had heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich. And Jesus looked at him and said, "How hard it is for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." They who heard it said, "Then who can be saved?" But Jesus said, "The things that are impossible with people are possible with God." Peter said, "Behold, we have left our own homes and followed you." And Jesus said to them, "Truly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who will not receive many times as much at this time and in the age to come eternal life." Let us focus on verse 29. Jesus starts with this special adverb, truly, in Greek, truly, amen, in Hebrew, amen. Now we know, when Jesus starts with this specific word, truly, he is going to say very important yet unchangeable truth. Very important for all his disciples. In Gospel according to Luke, he writes only 6 times. In 6 occasions, Jesus makes such comment, starting with truly. When Jesus makes such statement, like here, verse 29, "There is no one who has left house, wife, brothers, parents, children. For what? For the sake of the kingdom of God." So here, what Jesus is saying is the ongoing conflict of interest, ongoing conflict of loyalties. Loyalty to yourself or loyalty to Jesus. Conflict of obediences. Obedience to Jesus, obedience to yourself or your desire. So this morning, we must take this statement to our heart, because it is crucial for any would-be disciples or followers of Jesus Christ to take this and put into practice. Otherwise, he is or she is outside kingdom of God. Even though he himself or she herself thinks he is in the group. But Jesus says very clearly here, no one who has left those who in the kingdom of God, in the past tense, has left. It is finished work, finished action has left. No turning back to pick it up. If we don't take this seriously, we are kidding ourselves as if we are safe in the kingdom of God. As disciples mentioned, then who can be saved in the kingdom of God means saved. Salvation was granted. So I put the title of this morning's text, who can enter the kingdom of God? As a subtitle, I will say the statement that Jesus made. No rich man can enter the kingdom of God. As long as you are rich, you cannot enter kingdom of God. That's Jesus' statement, not my statement. So let us take it seriously. But immediately we will think, hold on, I'm not rich. Well, it's very relative evaluation. If you go to the Asia or Southeastern Asia, say Laos or Vietnam or in China, or go to African continent, you are making, say, here 2,000 a month or $3,000 a month or $1,500 a month, you will become extremely rich in those countries where people can make $100 or they make $3 a day or $10 a day. See? So what Jesus is saying is not exactly you can challenge or excuse yourself from such Jesus' bold statement. So, in the eyes of 80% of all planet Earth population out of 7.5 billion, you are rich. Then am I not in the kingdom of God? If we follow Jesus' statement, no. Well, but Jesus saying, things that are impossible with people are possible with God, true. So let us look into this matter a little further from this text. At least now we know rich man is defined relatively in which land, which country we live. So in certain countries, we are extremely rich. Then we are in great danger by the standard of Jesus' bold statement this morning. Yet Jesus, he says, there is no one who has left house, wife, brothers, or parents, or children, for the sake of kingdom of God, who will not receive many times as much at this time and the age to come eternal life. What Jesus is saying is, who has left house? Here, house is the crux of all material possessions by which we measure the person is rich or poor. So here, rich person left his possessions. And the rest is about human relationships, closely knit, blood-related human relationships. Who has left all those relationships for the sake of kingdom of God? Those two separate categories are serious obstacles for any disciple of Jesus to enter the kingdom of God. We know from verses 18 through 27, this young rich ruler who considers himself very loyal to God by keeping all commandments of God from his youth. Very upright, righteous person by the eyes of all Jesus' disciples. But Jesus says to him, one thing you still lack. Sell all that you possess, distribute it to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And here we come. Come, follow me. Aha. He has not left house. In this case, his extremely rich material possessions. He has not left that behind him to be loyal to God. He has not. That loyalty to God is superseded by loyalty to his material possessions. His material possessions took possession of this rich young ruler. Though he thinks he is loyal to God by keeping God's commandments, but Jesus sees it differently. Your loyalty still remains to your material possessions. So here, we have very awkward situation. Maybe we are not rich in the United States of America. So let's grant it, we are not rich. Then are we safe in kingdom of God? Here comes that second category. Jesus said, anyone who has left his wife, brothers, sisters, parents, children, see? Those two categories of obstacles Jesus plainly states there. Maybe you are not rich, but are you loyal to me or loyal to or cling to your own family members, your husband, your wife, your parents, your brothers, and your sisters, your children? Bam! If we failed in this test, remember, we are not yet in the kingdom of God. This is not my saying, my statement, Jesus' statement. When Jesus says to the rich, young, agonized ruler, Jesus has compassion for his agony, the conflict of loyalties between God and material possessions. Jesus' heart goes out to him. Yet, once he hears Jesus' command, sell it, distribute it to the poor, and come and follow me. That is gospel call to everyone who hears gospel. Leave everything, in other words, come and follow me. Follower is the meaning of disciple. Follower of the rabbi is disciple, the definition of disciple. If we are not disciple of Jesus Christ, if we are not follower of Jesus Christ, then we are not in the kingdom of God. Don't say, I am 10th generation of Reformed Church members, parents, ancestors, great-great-parents, wonderful Reformed faithful church members. That doesn't make any sense. Here, Jesus' disciples would be disciples a lot longer generations from their ancestor Abraham, who saved by faith. So, we cannot compare, or we cannot be bragging about our spiritual heritage to such richly inherited Jews like Jesus' disciples. Jesus is just saying, two things. How hard it is for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God, for it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Second, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents and children for the sake of the kingdom of God who will not receive many times as much at this time and in the age to come eternal life. Those two obstacles. That was a shock to hear from Jesus for all his disciples and following crowds. It should be shocking statement for each one of us this morning. We consider we are safe because we are not rich, so we are in the kingdom of God. We are spiritually very rich from our forefathers in the formed faith. Well, that's not enough. Litmus test is, have you left not just material possession only, but also your dearest human relationship, your wife, your husband, your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your own children? When Jesus asks us, make choice, make a decision between loyalty to our beloved ones and loyalty to Jesus. Provided all we have left our material possessions for kingdom of God. But still, another obstacle, as Jesus said, such dear friendship, relative or blood-related family members, such intimate relationships, have we left them behind us? When Jesus went through Galilee and encountered in his first stage of public ministry people, and he told them, come and follow me. Peter with his brother Andrew, as soon as they heard it, they left all, as Peter today confessed, Lord, we left all homes, followed you. They obeyed. They switched their loyalty, not only to their material possessions, but to their own enduring human relationships, wife, husband, parents, children, brothers and sisters. Gospels are full of such statements. They left immediately. As soon as Jesus called them, commanded them, gave them order, they left and followed Jesus to become fisher of men, to be disciples of Jesus Christ. In principle, they are in the kingdom of God. And they receive many times as much what they left at this time, present life. Many more brothers and sisters, parents, children, they have. And in the age to come, they will enjoy eternal life. In principle, they enjoy now. Friends, this morning, Jesus is challenging us. Are you in that hope of eternal life forever with Jesus when you put your loyalty to Jesus above all else? Then we are safe in his arms. Otherwise, still, we are like in this position of young rich ruler, undecided between loyalties to Jesus and loyalties to possessions or human enduring relationships. May God comfort us and give us sure hope, because as Apostle Paul says, we are saved by grace through faith alone. Without God's save power, without God's power of the Holy Spirit, none of us have loyalty to Jesus above all else. It is miracle of miracles. Once we receive the power of Jesus Christ, power of the Holy Spirit, by grace, we leave all other loyalties for the sake of kingdom of God. Then grace enables us to put our loyalty to Jesus, obedience to Jesus, trust in Jesus above all else. That's what we are, what we are. Praise God for Jesus' sake, so that we are enabled to take our loyalty to Jesus above all else. If God leave us alone, we'll never make Jesus our first priority. Amen.